how the MHSAA educates both new and existing athletic directors, and how to watch MHSAA finals from 10, 20, even 70 years ago today. I'm John Ross, and this is This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid. The start of a new school year is an extremely busy one for athletic directors, especially first-time ADs. Starting in mid-August, the MHSAA offers an in-person new AD orientation that every first-time AD attends. There is also an update meeting for all athletic directors and school administrators that starts this week. The update meeting is held in 7 different locations throughout the state. The first is in Kalamazoo, and the final one in Marquette in mid-October. This is the 46th year of the update meeting, and it's a great opportunity for school leaders to hear from the MHSAA's executive director, Mark Yule, on the direction of the association. The meeting also provides an opportunity for administrators to ask questions and discuss any recent changes to the MHSAA's rules and regulations. One other way that new ADs are supported, and this is a brand new program, is the AD Connect program. 8 recently retired athletic directors are serving as mentors to first-time ADs, helping them understand the ins and outs of being an AD and being there to assist them with any questions they have. The AD Connect program is led by Assistant Director Brad Bush and the Executive Director of the MIAAA, Karen Lennar. It's time for Game Balls, where we highlight a trio of standout performances from this past week. First, Liam Smith of Muskegon Reese Puffer. He became the school's all-time leading soccer scorer by netting 4 times in a shutout win over Muskegon. Smith now has 77 career goals and counting for Reese Puffer. Lansing Sexton quarterback Joseph Pizzo, he threw for 3 touchdowns and ran for another in a 48-12 win over Olivet. The win moves Sexton to 3-0 for the first time since 2017. And a Midland Dow swimmer, Emmy Sauer, she helped lead Dow to wins over Flint Powers and Saginaw Heritage, turning in the fastest times in the 100 butterfly and backstroke and being on 2 winning relay teams.
For high school seniors, the matchup of the year isn't on the field. It's actually online. That's right. When you fill out the FAFSA, you know, the free application for federal student aid, you could also be eligible for thousands of dollars in additional money from the Michigan Achievement Scholarship. Yep, nearly 80% of students who fill out the FAFSA may be eligible. Now that's a matchup we can all root for. Get started today at michigan.gov/achievement. The Michigan Achievement Scholarship. It's a game changer.
Our weekly Be the Referee feature takes a look at the fine art of officiating with registered official Paige Winnie.
In basketball, when a player is inbounding the ball, his or her feet have to be behind the line when passing the ball. Their feet cannot be touching the line. But in soccer, a player just has to be on the line to complete a throw-in. Even if their heels are both barely touching the line and the majority of their body is in the field of play. It is considered a legal soccer throw-in if any part of both feet are either touching the line or are behind the line, including if the player does a somersault or a front flip style throw-in. As long as they flip and land with both feet on or behind the line and throw the ball, it is a legal throw-in.
Thanks, Paige. Now more than ever, we need officials. If you're interested, please go to the MHSAA website now to register. Did you know? Hundreds of past MHSAA finals are available to watch on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/user/MHSAA sports or click the YouTube icon on the front page of MHSAA.com. And then in no time, you can be rewatching the 2012 Division III Boys Soccer Final or the 1993 Class C Volleyball Final. And of course, we have a ton of football and basketball games archived, including the 1977 Class A Boys Basketball Final won by Lansing Everett and Irvin Johnson, back when he was first getting known as Magic. There's even footage from the 1949 Class B Basketball Final between Coldwater and River Rouge that you can watch. That was a game played nearly 75 years ago. If there's a game you want to watch again or watch for the first time, find it on our YouTube channel. And if a game you're looking for isn't there, keep checking back. We add new games each week. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by Michigan Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for joining us. I'm John Ross, and we'll see you next week.